Anthony Principi, the new Veterans Affairs Secretary, is no stranger to the department. During the last Bush administration, he was Deputy Secretary. Earlier, he worked as counsel to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. The Naval Academy graduate and Vietnam veteran has been an advocate for expanding military and veterans benefits. In the first of Morning Edition's conversations with members of the new Bush cabinet, Principi spoke about the problems facing his huge department. One of the most critical, he says, is the length of time it takes to process claims for disability and pensions.
Currently, our backlog is approaching 500,000 claims, and I intend over the next several years to get that backlog down and in so doing, restore that confidence in the VA's ability to provide the timely processing. Recently, spoke with a judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, and he told me that it's becoming almost routine that his law clerk would see him daily and mention that several veterans had died pending their claims on appeal. And I think it points out the urgency of the matter that we really need to get on with fixing this problem.
Well, $200 million was spent to upgrade the computers, and it turned out that it now takes longer to process a claim than it did before the upgrade.
That's correct, and we need to reverse that. Clearly, if we're not improving productivity, then the outcomes are simply not commensurate with the huge investment we're making in information technology. And that is one of my highest priorities, to ensure that, in fact, the money we spend is being spent wisely to improve the processing, not to delay it longer.
That has to be terribly discouraging.
It is discouraging, but there are lots of good things going on here, Bob. The VA provides care to over 4 million veterans annually, veterans, many of whom do not have other options for care. On recent reports by outside experts, the Institute of Medicine, the New England Journal of Medicine, have indicated that the quality of care at the VA and patient safety and some of the things we're doing in technology and computerized patient records should be replicated in the private sector. Our research programs, you know, this is the department that really helped to find a cure for tuberculosis, worked to invent the CAT scan and the MRI and drug discoveries for high blood pressure and schizophrenia. We're certainly not perfect. We've got a lot of things to do to improve, and that's what I'm going to try to do over the next 4 years.
The president asked Congress for a $1 billion increase in the VA budget, and yet the American Legion said that wasn't enough.
I know. I'm pleased that the president demonstrated his commitment. $1 billion will allow us to improve our access to health care, and I certainly intend to use some of those dollars to work on this backlog of claims. So I believe it's an excellent beginning. It's higher than the average over the past 8 years in both overall discretionary spending and for our health care program.
A couple of years ago, you chaired a bipartisan commission which recommended restoring GI Bill education benefits to post-World War II levels.
Right.
Even making those benefits available to families of veterans. That's going to cost more than $1 billion.
Well, it certainly will, and I intend to be a strong advocate for the GI Bill, improvements in the GI Bill. To me, it's one of the best benefits we can provide to young people leaving the military service today, the opportunity to get the best education America can provide. It's sad that young recruits who contribute $1,200 of their recruit pay to be eligible for the Montgomery GI Bill, only 50% of those young men and women go on to school when they leave military service. I think to be successful in this information age, we need to get them back into school. The GI Bill of World War II, I believe, was the greatest social program, or at least one of the greatest social programs in the history of this republic, because it built the modern middle class, it built a generation of leaders that would propel America to greatness. And millions of young GIs returning from World War II were able to go to school, were able to get the best education, limited only by their ability and their aspirations. I think we need to try to replicate that in today's economy.
Veterans are aging, obviously, and you got to be thinking about long-term extended care. Mm-hmm. What are you doing about improving that?
Well, we are certainly investing a great deal in extended care facilities, both at the federal level and the state level. The state grant program to states to construct extended care facilities for veterans. And we also need to look at assisted care living, both institutional and non-institutional, hospital-based home care, a respite care. I think we have a dynamic program. You know, we have an aging population. A great many World War II veterans are now over the age of 80, and even my generation from Vietnam and, of course, Korea are rapidly approaching the 60, 65-year mark. We need to be out in the forefront in being a leader in geriatric care for veterans.
What about services for homeless veterans?
Clearly, alcohol, drug abuse, some of these underlying problems that lead to homelessness need to be addressed. I intend to establish a Secretary's Advisory Committee on Homelessness so that I will have a way to hear directly from people both in government and outside of government on what are the issues, how we can improve upon our programs, and how we can measure whether we're being successful. And I think that's very important so that we can see that the dollars are being spent in a way that's really leading to a downturn in the number of homeless veterans in our society, which remains too high.
How are you going to measure success?
Well, I'm going to hold people accountable just as I expect to be held accountable. And you do that when you have in place the measurement systems. You have to have metrics in every program, whether it be in the disability compensation program that we talked about with this backlog of claims, or in the hospital setting, quality of care, customer satisfaction, how long is it taking to get an appointment, how long are you sitting in the waiting room. I want to have in place the data measurement tools so that on any given day, I can look to see how we're doing, and if we're not doing well, why, and who's responsible for the fact that veterans are not receiving the care that they've earned and that the taxpayer has paid for.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Anthony Principe.